morning and welcome to the Wednesday, June 12th episode of the Faith Comes From Hearing podcast. I am Wayne Floyd, your host. The Faith Comes From Hearing podcast is a podcast that is dedicated to prayer, devotion, scripture reading, and Bible study. The Faith Comes From Hearing podcast is a humble member of the Christian podcast community. You can find us over at Christian Podcast community.org. A lot of great listening over there, over 60 well-curated podcasts, wide variety of topic areas, all covered from a biblical worldview. Again, my brothers and sisters in Christ doing some wonderful work over there for the kingdom. I would encourage you to get on over there. I will guarantee you, you're going to find something you want to listen to, and there's a real good chance you're going to find more over there to listen to than you actually have time to listen to it in. All right, well, we're going to continue on doing our Bible reading so I can focus on the other things I need to focus on. Hopefully, we hit the end of June and we can get back into our Bible study. But let's go ahead and open up with the fourth day morning prayer called True Christianity. Let's pray. Lord of heaven, thy goodness is inexpressible and inconceivable. In the works of creation, thou art almighty. In the dispensations of providence, all wise. In the gospel of grace, all love. And in thy Son, thou hast provided for our deliverance from the effects of sin, the justification of our persons, the sanctification of our natures, the perseverance of our souls in the path of life. Though exposed to the terrors of thy law, we have a refuge from the storm. Though compelled to cry unclean, we have a fountain for sin. Though creature cells of emptiness, we have a fullness accessible to all and incapable of reduction. Grant us always to know that to walk with Jesus makes other interests a shadow and a dream. Keep us from intermittent attention to eternal things. Save us from the delusion of those who fail to go far in religion, who are concerned but not converted, who have another heart but not a new one, who have light, zeal, confidence but not Christ. Let us judge our Christianity not only by our dependence upon Jesus, but by our love to him, our conformity to him, our knowledge of him. Give us a religion that is both real and progressive, that holds on its way and grows stronger, that lives and works in the Spirit, that profits by every correction and is injured by no carnal indulgence. Amen. All right, in our morning devotion, from Spurgeon's Morning and Evening, the text for today is from Daniel 5:27. Thou art weighed in the balances and art found wanting. It is well frequently to weigh ourselves in the scale of God's word. You will find it a holy exercise to read some psalm of David, and as you meditate upon each verse, to ask yourself, can I say this? Have I felt as David felt? Has my heart ever been broken on account of sin, as his was when he penned his penitential psalms? Has my soul been full of true confidence in the hour of difficulty, as his was when he sang of God's mercies in the cave of Adullam or in the holds of En-Gedi? Do I take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord? Then turn to the life of Christ, and as you read, ask yourselves how far you are conformed to his likeness. Endeavor to discover whether you have the meekness, the humility, the lovely spirit which he constantly inculcated and displayed. Take then the epistles and see whether you can go with the apostle in what he said of his experience. Have you ever cried out as he did, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Have you ever felt his self-abasement? Have you seen to yourself the chief of sinners and less than the least of all saints? Have you known anything of his devotion? Could you join with him and say, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain? If we thus read God's word as a test of our spiritual condition, we shall have good reason to stop many a time and say, Lord, I feel I have never yet been here. Oh, bring me here. Give me true penitence such as this I read of. Give me real faith. Give me warmer zeal. Inflame me with more fervent love. Grant me the grace of meekness. Make me more like Jesus. Let me no longer be found wanting. When weighed in the balances of the sanctuary, lest I be found wanting in the scales of judgment. Judge yourselves that ye be not judged. All right. Hang on a second. I need a little bit of water here. All right. Our readings for today are going to be Proverbs 22, 23, Psalm 117, and 1 Thessalonians 1. So, Proverbs 22. Hear the word of the Lord. A good name is to be chosen over great wealth. Favor is better than silver and gold. The rich and the poor meet together in this. Yahweh is the maker of them all. A prudent man sees evil and hides, but the simple pass on and are punished. The reward of humility, the fear of Yahweh, is riches, glory, and life. Thorns and snares are in the way of the crooked. He who keeps his soul will be far from them. Train up a child according to his way. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it. The rich rules over the poor, and the borrower is the slave of the lender. He who sows unrighteousness will reap iniquity, and the rod of his fury will end. He who is generous will be blessed, for he gives from his food to the poor. Drive out the scoffer, and strife will go out. Even contention and disgrace will cease. He who loves purity of heart and grace on his lips, the king is his friend. The eyes of Yahweh guard knowledge, but he subverts the words of the treacherous one. The sluggard says, "There is a lion outside. I will be killed in the streets." The mouth of strange women is a deep pit. He who is cursed of Yahweh will fall into it. Folly is bound up in the heart of a child. The rod of discipline will remove it far from him. He who oppresses the poor to make more for himself, or who gives to the rich, will only come to lack. Incline your ear and hear the words of the wise, and set your heart on my knowledge. For it will be pleasant if you keep them within you, that they may be established on your lips. So that your trust may be in Yahweh, I have made you know today, even you. Have I not written to you excellent things of counsels and knowledge, to make you know the veracity of the words of truth, that you may respond with the words of truth to him who sent you? Do not rob the poor because he is poor, and do not crush the afflicted at the gate, for Yahweh will plead their case and rob the soul of those who rob them. Do not befriend a man of anger, and do not come along with a man of great wrath, lest you learn his ways, and take on a snare against your soul. Do not be among those who strike hands in pledge, among those who become guarantors of debts. If you have nothing with which to pay, why should he take your bed from under you? Do not move the ancient boundary which your fathers made. Do you see a man skilled in his work? He will stand before kings. He will not stand before obscure men. Proverbs 23. When you sit down to dine with a ruler, understand well what is before you. So you should put a knife to your throat if you are a man of appetite. Do not desire his delicacies, for it is bread of falsehood. Do not weary yourself to gain wealth. Because of your understanding, cease. Do not make your eyes fly up to see if, but it is not there. I'm sorry, to see it, but it is not there. Because it certainly makes itself wings, like an eagle that flies toward the heavens. Do not eat the bread of a selfish man, and do not desire his delicacies. For as he calculates in his soul, so he is. Eat and drink, he says to you, but his heart is not with you. You will vomit up the morsel you have eaten, and you will corrupt your pleasant works. Do not speak in the hearing of a fool, for he will despise the insight of your speech. Do not move the ancient boundary, and do not come into the fields of the orphans, for their Redeemer is strong. He will plead their case against you. Bring your heart to discipline, and your ears to words of knowledge. Do not withhold discipline from the child, although you strike him with the rod, he will not die. You shall strike him with the rod, and deliver his soul from Sheol. My son, if your heart is wise, my own heart also will be glad, and my inmost being will exult, when your lips speak upright things. Do not let your heart be jealous of sinners, but be jealous in the fear of Yahweh always. Surely there is a future, and your hope will not be cut off. You, my son, listen and be wise, and direct your heart in the way. Do not be with heavy drinkers of wine, or with gluttonous eaters of meat. For the heavy drinker and the glutton will come to poverty, and drowsiness will clothe them with rags. Listen to your father who begot you, and do not despise your mother when she is old. Buy truth and do not sell it. Get wisdom and discipline and understanding. The father of the righteous will greatly rejoice, and he who begets a wise son will be glad in him. Let your father and your mother be glad, and let her rejoice who gave birth to you. Give your heart to me, my son, and let your eyes delight in my ways. For a harlot is a deep pit, and a foreign woman is a narrow well. Surely she lies in wait as a robber, and adds to the treacherous among men. Who has woe? Who has sorrow? Who has contentions? Who has complaining? Who has wounds without cause? Who has redness of eyes? Those who linger long over wine, those who go to search out mixed wine. Do not look on the wine when it glistens red, when it sparkles in the cup, when it goes down smoothly. At the end, like a serpent, it bites, and like a viper, it stings. Your eyes will see strange things, and your heart will speak for perverse things, and you will be like one who lies down in the heart of the sea, or like one who lies down on the top of a mast. They struck me, but I did not become ill. They beat me, but I did not know it. When shall I awake? I will seek yet another. Psalm 117. Praise Yahweh, all nations, laud him, all peoples, for his loving kindness prevails over us, and the truth of Yahweh is everlasting. Praise Yah. 1 Thessalonians 1. Paul and Silvanus and Timothy to the church of the Thessalonians in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace to you and peace. We give thanks to God always for all of you, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ before our God and Father, knowing, brothers, beloved by God, your election. For our gospel did not come to you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and with full assurance, just as you know what kind of men we proved to be among you for your sake. You also became imitators of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with the joy of the Holy Spirit, so that you become a model to all the believers in Macedonia and in Achaia. For the word of the Lord has sounded forth from you, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place your faith toward God has gone forth, so that we have no need to say anything. For they themselves report about us what kind of an entrance we had with you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve a living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who rescues us from the wrath to come. All right, well, that was very short, but that was our reading for the day. Again, I've got a lot of stuff to do, so I'm going to move on. Sorry it was so short, but I continue to pray that our time here together in the Word helps us all to be more and more saturated with the Word of God. I hope you have yourself a wonderful, wonderful day. I would continue to implore you to do all that you do for the glory of God. And I hope to see you tomorrow morning. Oh, and a reminder, again, vvb.church, the banner is on the front page. Please, please, please join us. You're running out of time to join us for our conference, and you really, really cannot afford to miss it. It's Christian responsibility in an unchristian world. You and I both need this so, so much. Please come and join us. Again, vvb.church. The banner's on the home page. Click on that. It'll take you to the registration page. All right, we're going to close out with the fourth day evening prayer, God All Sufficient. Let's pray. King of glory, divine majesty, every perfection adorns thy nature and sustains thy throne. The heavens and earth are thine, the world is thine in its fullness. Thy power created the universe from nothing. Thy wisdom has managed all its multiple concerns, presiding over nations, families, individuals. Thy goodness is boundless. All creatures wait on thee, are supplied by thee, are satisfied in thee. How precious are the thoughts of thy mercy and grace. How excellent thy loving kindness that draws men to thee. Teach us to place our happiness in thee, the blessed God, never seeking life among the dead things of earth, or asking for that which satisfies the deluded. But may we prize the light of thy smile, implore the joy of thy salvation, find our heaven in thee. Thou hast attended to our happiness more than we can do. Though we are fallen creatures, thou hast not neglected us. In love and pity, thou hast provided us a Savior. Apply his redemption to our hearts by justifying our persons and sanctifying our natures. We confess our transgressions. Have mercy on us. We are weary. Give us rest. Ignorant, make us wise unto salvation. Helpless, let thy strength be made perfect in our weakness. Poor and needy, bless us with Christ's unsearchable riches. Perplexed and tempted, let us travel on, unchecked, undismayed, knowing that thou hast said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Blessed be thy name. Amen. All right, again, hope you have yourself a wonderful day, and I hope to see you tomorrow morning. Have a good one. God bless.